Rihanna's designation as a national hero of Barbados to coincide with the country's transition to an independent republic could not be more apt. Not only has she been an official ambassador for culture and youth in the country since 2018, the singer remains the country's most famous citizen and indeed advocate. She has never softened her Bajan accent and her music while tapping into pop, R&B, and dance music, has remained rich with her Caribbean heritage. In her investiture ceremony, the country's Prime Minister, Mia Mottley, addressed the pop singer, fashion icon, and hugely successful entrepreneur as Ambassador Robin Rihanna Fenty. May you continue to shine like a diamond, a reference to 2012's global hit Diamonds, and bring honor to your nation by your words, by your actions, and to do credit wherever you shall go. Rihanna's career began with Panda Replay in 2005, a track that used a bass-heavy dancehall beat and insistent hand claps to usher listeners to the dance floor. With Rihanna singing instructions in patois to a DJ over the top. She was clearly a charismatic singer with a distinctive voice. Rihanna's star potential was given some equally starry support, though. A demo of Panda Replay and other songs reached the office of the Def Jam record label, where Jay-Z was then president and CEO. She nailed an in-person audition, and they signed her to a 6-album deal on the spot. Her Bajan roots shone on debut album Music of the Sun, released when she was just 17 years old. She continued to branch out with her true breakthrough, Good Girl Gone Bad, 2007. But it was the hit song Umbrella that installed Rihanna as one of the world's biggest pop stars. And in 2008, her country's Prime Minister, David Thompson, announced an annual Rihanna Day on the 22nd of February. She maintained a remarkable work rate, releasing an album a year for the next 4 years. She leaned into her sexuality. She endured a shocking physical assault at the hands of R&B singer boyfriend Chris Brown and the tabloid melee around it to emerge with one of the best tracks from the early 2000s, We Found Love, with Scottish producer Calvin Harris, and forged other megastar musical pairings with Drake, Eminem, and Britney Spears. 2016's Anti is regarded by many as her masterpiece, and its lead single, Work, saw her return to the patois of her home region. No new solo music has emerged since. It was once rumored that she was making a reggae album, but her cultural standing has continued to grow via her remarkable Fenty group of companies. Makeup brand Fenty Beauty and lingerie line Savage X Fenty spotted shamefully underserved gaps in the market, namely women of color and those who didn't cleave to the slim figures lauded by underwear rivals such as Victoria's Secret. Her companies, authentically represented by Rihanna, who remains proudly sexual and body positive, have made her hugely wealthy. Forbes estimated her fortune in 2022 at $1.7 billion, making her the world's richest female musician. Some of that wealth has been diverted to her Clara Lionel Foundation, named after her grandparents, which has frequently benefited Barbados with emergency hurricane relief, healthcare, and education programs. Dressed in a form-fitting gown and with the poise of a now veteran star, Rihanna did not make any remarks following the acceptance of her country's highest honor. Fans have got unhappily used to that silence and took her claims in September that you're not going to expect what you hear next with a pinch of salt. But whenever that music eventually arrives, Rihanna will remain Barbados' defining icon.